With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with the rings and okay guys, what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about social distance dating in this pandemic. That's a nightmare. So how can we try to find, you know, how can we continue to date and, you know, all that fun stuff while being socially distant? So I think that it's crazy to not, you know, try to date during this pandemic, you know. Like, I mean, it's terrible, it's awful. I'm all for the whole social distance, CDC guidelines, all those things. But I'm not going to be waiting years and years until I find the love of my life. That's just crazy. I'm sorry. What we're going to have to do, basically, I think, is video chatting for a little while, obviously. Don't trust too easily, because some people lie. You don't know if they're just lying to get in your pants. And then even if you want to do that, you could catch the disease that way, depending on your genetics. You know, so you have to be very cautious about that. If asthma runs in your family, I would be extremely cautious. You know, be careful who you meet and all those things. So video chatting for a while, I got some creative ideas for you. So what you could do is, it sounds funny, but just seriously get in touch with your inner child. Like, do the whole, like, meet at a park if you can, depending on the geographical location, okay? And both of you bring a towel, be 6 feet apart, and then you have a can, and then that person has a can, and it hangs by a string, and talk to each other. Some of you guys are probably laughing at me, right? Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah, I enjoy being silly, and you're gonna like it. but I mean, seriously, we get in touch with your inner child. It's kind of fun. It's like, I'm very easygoing and laid back, so I'm just like, you know, whatever. You know, make things fun. Have that person bring their own can and have it sanitized. You know, that's kind of fun. Yeah, you could still use a phone, but it's kind of fun that way to get in touch with your inner child. You could fly a kite and with 6 foot distance, still chat with each other. You could play frisbee. You could do that. Do chess or checkers. That one you probably would have to wear a mask or something. Maybe they still talk to each other. So be very careful. You know, again, you don't know if someone's carrying it, you know, even if they might think they're negative, you could have genetics that it sparks it, you know, comes up, and then that person may not. So, I mean, look at Pink hasn't had asthma in years, like she said, and then she got it. It flared up. You know, sometimes, you know, things don't always magically go away. Just because you haven't had something in a while doesn't mean it's, like, not going to come back or it's not there or something like that. So, thankfully, she's recovered all that stuff, but her husband and her daughter didn't have it. So that's, you know, you just never know. So there's that we could do with social distance there. So you could just walk to a park and be near each other, wear a mask that way and talk to each other. You know, video chat for a while. Be very, very, very transparent with each other. Once you start getting closer and you get to know each other and you think that you're a good match, you know, even after. So video chat for a little while and then meet in person, you know, with being social distance, I think that's a smart thing to do. You know, if, you know, even if you think you don't have it, you just never know. One of my close friends, I'll admit I cheated. So I hung out with my best friends the other day, my married friends, and we just hugged each other because I'm just like, I miss you. And I think we held our breath when we were hugging it just to make sure. But they are taking this incredibly seriously. I'm taking this incredibly very seriously too. We're very transparent with each other, if who they've been around. Things like that, and been very responsible. So be careful about that. You know, and you could also do the whole deliver flowers at someone's door, you know, or, you know, deliver a little gift at someone's door, or mail something at someone's door. If you, you know, just little things like that, that'd be kind of sweet you could do there. You can make them a drink. Oops, you could make them a drink. I mean, if you live in the neighborhood, you can make them something and, like, drop it off the door. Now, it depends on how well you know each other and things like that. And if you trust them well enough to wear, like, a mask and things like that. Oh, and one thing I want to talk about really quick is trust. So be careful who you trust, of course, in general with dating and socializing and things like that, obviously. So, but just trust in general with dating and things like that, that can play a huge toll. I'm going to teach you a little lesson. So I dated someone for quite a while who had trust issues. So I used to be where I trusted people too much, which bit me in the butt pretty quick. I learned that lesson a couple times where I realized, why did I do that? Why did I do that? You know, it wasn't all bad because I made some really amazing friends from it. I'm still friends to them to this day due to my loyalty. But trusting people too easily is also not good, right? So, and then there's also the ones where, then there's other extreme where you don't trust enough, where you don't allow anybody up, you know, allow anyone to talk to or be vulnerable with. And that's not good either, because if you're like so distrusting and not willing to open up at all, then that doesn't really solve anything. You're not going to allow anyone in your zone, and then you can't have any healthy relationship, and then you're kind of just self-sabotaging. You're sabotaging your own happiness, because like I said, there's so many great women out there and there's so many great guys out there. I have guy friends that I've met that are great guys and guy friends of mine that are amazing men, and just because they're not the right fit for me doesn't mean they can't be an amazing guy for somebody else, you know. And I've met some amazing women out there. And again, it's all about what fits, you know, not necessarily an attractive, great girl. One attractive, great girl may not be able to fit you the way another great girl could. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on so many things, case by case. So don't be too distrustful, guys, but also don't be too easy to trust. Okay. Just, it's good to keep that in perspective, but it takes a real mental health toll on your relationship if you're so distrusting where you're unable to make close friends or make new friends that you can miss on the most amazing friendship because you're so distrusting. You know what I'm saying? That happened to me. I dated someone for a while. He just couldn't trust. He wouldn't go beyond his friendship zone because he was so lacking in trusting people. And then that sabotages his own happiness. And we used to have arguments about that because I said, well, that's not really fair. Sometimes you have to give people the benefit of the doubt. You might be surprised, you know, you might be very surprised by someone's loyalty, but you can't give, if you're not allowing someone to be loyal to you, then you're never going to get that wonderful loyalty from somebody. So it's good to keep that thing, those things in perspective, guys. Obviously, be careful and things like that. Be smart. Be incredibly transparent with the person that you're dating. Be aware of your health. You know, go to the doctor and get a health checkup. Get all your blood work done if you can. You know, find out if you have an underlying health condition. Do you have a high blood pressure or high cholesterol or those things? Could you be at high risk for getting COVID-19? If you are at high risk, what can you do to reduce that risk? You see what I'm saying? So, like, for example, my grandfather, I think, died of a heart attack. So I'm relatively healthy, but still, I take resveratrol for my cardiovascular. And I think I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol or something in my family. So I take COQ10 to help with that, too, because I heard that helps. So I have Hashimoto's, so I take health super seriously in general anyways. But I just take those things into consideration. So, you know, be cautious of that. Exercise if you can. You know, if you are under the list of, like, super high risk of getting COVID-19, I would say be very, very cautious. But I'm going to the park, you know, every day. I can't stand being home all day, all the time. That would make me go insane to be home all day. So just hang in there, everyone. Try to stay positive in all this crazy nonsense. Alrighty, so please like, subscribe, and comment below. Please be so kind to do that. Please check out my GoFundMe information below for my project that I'm trying to raise money for. I'm working my tail off for you guys. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. It's not easy being single, no matter, you know, it's not. It's really not. As much as people say it's, like, easy, it's really not, actually. It depends on the person's luck. So that's all I got for you for my ramble right now. So I'll talk to you guys later. There's going to be lots more videos to come, okay? Okay, bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.